Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. So thanks, as always, for your time. And again, I do appreciate your support. So, okay, I wanted to talk to you about the great NHS mandatory jab, PSYOPs, because as I've been telling you for some time, they had no intention ever of sacking 100,000 plus NHS workers. It would be suicidal for them actually if they did that. But even though up until 2 weeks ago, the Prime Minister stood up in the Commons and said, yes, it's going ahead, definitely, let there be no doubt about it, unless you've taken your job and you've got an obligation to take your job to keep your patients safe, then we're going to have to get rid of you. Well, that's all about to be changed today, because we read with the usual degree of interest that, quote, mandatory jabs for NHS staff in England could end. Oh, you don't say? Well, let's just read what they say. Ministers will meet later to decide whether or not to scrap mandatory COVID vaccinations for NHS staff in England. Frontline NHS workers must be fully vaccinated by 1st of April, meaning they need a first dose by Thursday, which is the 3rd? So the Thursday of this week. So Sajid Javid had been droning on about the jabs requirement was being kept under review, but it's the duty of NHS staff to get vaccinated. Don't think so, Sajid. It's not their duty at all to do any such thing. It's nonsense. The policy was proposed when Delta was the dominant variant that was circulating, and evidence showed being vaccinated significantly cut the risk of catching and spreading the virus. Heads up, BBC, you're lying to us. We see you're lying to us. We know you're lying to this. Since then, a more contagious and slightly milder variant called Omicron has emerged. Oh my God, I can't read any more of this. This is appalling stuff. Right, let's get stuck into this one, shall we? So in the first instance, let's be clear, this is real politic. They told NHS staff that you got to be jabbed. If you don't get jabbed, and by jabbed, they don't mean one, they mean two. These are the same people that are telling you two jabs don't work. You've got to take your booster, by the way. Yeah. Those people. So you got this scenario whereby they told the NHS staff to do this. And, you know, in my opinion, at any rate, foolishly, some NHS staff collapsed and went along and took the mRNA technologies based on this coercion, this clearly stated threat to their jobs. They were told that essentially, unless you take two jabs, 1st of April, you're out in your ear. That was it. But happily, a large number of them, the government's claiming 70,000. I suspect it's closer to 100,000, but we'll never probably be absolutely certain. But a significant percentage of those who work in the NHS, who sees what happens with COVID patients in the NHS, they have decided, not for us, thanks. No, we don't want this. So anyway, those people are now going to be, I think, later today, because I believe this is a rubber stamping exercise, this meeting today in Parliament, in government. It's being rubber stamped. The mandatory jabs will be put to one side. So to all those who took the mandatory jabs, assuming they'd be mandatory, you've all been played. You do realize that, don't you? And to those of my friends who may listen to this, who I know work in the NHS and who haven't taken their jobs, I'm very relieved and feel pleased for you today, because this is a verification of your determination not to take the clot shot. So I don't think anybody's going to be sacked or lose their job now. And if they are, oh boy, I hope those employment tribunals have got comfy seats, because they're going to be very, very busy. So there you have it, folks. Yes, the great mandatory jabs for the NHS con seems to finally be about to be thrown into the bin. Now, we can't just leave it there, because, of course, as has been pointed out to me on my own social media, don't forget about the care home workers. where the mandatory jabs did prevail. Well, that's a really good point, because as we know, a lot of people working in the care homes were basically told the same thing as the NHS were told, namely, listen, you want to, if you want to work with us, you want to work in a care home, take your double job. And some of them didn't, and some of them got dismissed. Okay, again, I really hope each and every one of those individuals who may have lost their employment in the care home sector because they haven't taken mandatory jobs now sue their employers. I think they have a very good case, because we can see that the government itself has resiled from its own policy on mandatory jobs. Now, it'll be very interesting to watch the language that's used later today when this is announced, because the government will have half an eye on the fact that, you know, there's tens of thousands of people who were thrown out of, potentially, were thrown out of their jobs in care homes because they didn't want to take mandatory jobs. And now the government's saying, yeah, well, actually, you don't have to take mandatory jobs if you work in the NHS. So I think the legal, you know, exception has been established. And therefore, it will be I'd be very interested to see what they say, because they may want to phrase it in such a way that they keep it on the books in some way so as not to leave themselves open to legal challenge from the care home sector. So that's a possibility as well. So anyway, so there you have it, folks. Turns out that it was all just coercion. It was the government psychologically bullying about 10% of the NHS staff. You know, the NHS staff that the government claims to care about so much, so much. And, you know, just to finish on, I did listen to an interview with a professor on Vaccine Radio, aka Talk Radio, this morning. And this guy was saying, oh, yeah, he was happy that the mandatory vaccine had been is going to be taken out. But he believes every member of the NHS should nonetheless do the responsible thing and take the jab. And this is a professor, right? Now, of course, he's on for a reason, because he holds the right views. But if you follow what he's saying, it's completely illogical. He's saying, on the one hand, that you should take the jab to protect others, but he knows that the jab doesn't stop you spreading the virus to others. So it's cognitive dissonance 101. And this is a professor. So there you go, folks. We've still got big problems in the NHS, I fear. But at this point, anyway, I'm so pleased for all those NHS pure bloods who fought to the end, and who today, I believe, will have a form of vindication. Thank you so much for listening, and catch up with you folks later on.